Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Simon, your book is called A Critical Introduction to Tarot. Tell us about that title.
Well, I wanted to differentiate it from the other kinds of introductions to tarot that there are that are more how-to guides. So A Critical Introduction to Tarot is, as the title suggests, a critical look, but that isn't to say a criticism, not at all. It's a look using sort of philosophical tools of criticism, so weighing up the arguments that are implicit in the various kinds of tarot practices that there are. The book is essentially a literature review of the different tarot books that are out there, trying to make sense of the landscape of belief. What kinds of beliefs support a tarot practice? Because a tarot practice itself isn't, you know, there's no tarot religion, you know, so it's embedded within many different kinds of beliefs. And so I wanted to understand what kinds of beliefs were compatible with it, as well as understanding the tarot more deeply. And this book is the result of that journey.
Do the tarot cards really foretell the future?
Many people believe that. It's definitely something that I try to reason through and make sense of in the book. So I use, as I said, philosophical tools to do that,
yeah,
as well as an understanding of statistics and ethics. So, but I do take seriously that claim. What I've discovered is that the belief in a fortune-telling or predictive tarot rests on It can't rely on a materialist metaphysics. But what I mean by that is that the physical world is all that exists, also known as physicalism. So we're restricted right away that we have to believe in a spiritual realm at least, or perhaps in some kind of sense where maybe the universe is a projection in, you know, a great consciousness that we're all a part of, or maybe even a computer simulation, as some technologists and AI fans are interested in that idea. But that is essentially a kind of what's known philosophically as idealism, which is that there's a more real reality beyond this one, and what we see around us, the physical world, is less real in some sense. So, you know, that obviously is a little complicated, but I pull that apart in the book in detail. So the answer is people do believe it, and I think that depending on one's view of metaphysics, certain metaphysics can support that belief for sure, and it's difficult ultimately to know for sure the answer to those metaphysical questions. You know, and one the theory for us all to consider is, you know, what came before or caused the Big Bang? You know, no one has the answer to that, and
no. It's
likely that we can have those answers. But there are questions that are either outside our understanding or difficult to understand, and then, you know, what we choose to be our provisional answer on those has implications.
Simon, I've interviewed so many scientists and physicists about the Big Bang theory, and I still have not been told an answer that is acceptable to me. It's incredible. It really is.
Absolutely.
Well, with these tarot cards, what's the history of the tarot?
The tarot cards were created in the 15th century in Italy, likely in Milan, but the scholarship is still uncovering the exact, you know, the exact start of the tarot. But it was certainly created by pious Catholic Christians who created it as a card game. So it was originally a card game, not used as a divination device recently, or at least there's no evidence for that. As a card deck played for a game, the tarot card deck consists of two sections. The larger section is like our familiar playing card deck, like the poker card deck, which has four suits, just like we're used to. There's 10 numbered cards, again, like we're used to. But it has four court cards instead of three. That's called the minor arcana to people into esoteric tarot. The other section is called the major arcana, but it was originally known as the trumps because of the role that it plays in the game. So that's 22 cards. And they, originally in the game, are part of the trumping mechanic in the trick-taking game that is tarot, similar to bridge, which is really, really popular game. So many people will be familiar with what it means for there to be a trick-taking game, what that means. And so the trumps are a permanent set of tricks, whereas in, for example, bridge, cards in the normal playing card section become tricks based on the rules of the game. But that's what it was originally created as a kind of a game. And then in the 18th and 19th century, at the latest, it was used for fortune telling and divination. So it was taken up by the French occultists at the time who, you know, saw something very interesting in the allegorical images of the tarot, or the archetypical images of the tarot, especially in the trump section, the major arcana.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, we have cards like death and the fool, you know, judgment, the world, temperance, and so on. These are big themes that, you know, that do speak to people. It's one of the reasons why tarot has remained so popular over that many hundreds of years, is that these images are archetypical and sort of apply in all eras.
And it seems that nowadays the tarot card is more relegated to mysticism and things like that. Don't you agree?
I wouldn't say relegated, but certainly it is mostly used in a mystical practice. Although I think the people in the English-speaking world, like you and I, might be surprised to learn that in Europe, tarot as a card game is still widely played.
Is it?
Usually with the deck called the Tarot de Marseille, which is the most popular deck in Europe from, from the 17th century onwards. And just like I described, this game similar to bridge. And it wouldn't be, so it obviously has the same connotations of fortune telling and so on. But for, you know, one famous example is that Sigmund Freud played tarot. In the German-speaking world, it's called Tarok. And in Italy, by the way, it's called Tarocchi. And, you know, that is the original name. We use the French tarot with the T at the end. It's usually silent when pronounced because of the influence of the French occultists in the English-speaking world. But I suppose it is, you know, mostly known to us as a mystical practice. But there are people today making new card games using tarot, and not only as a mystical practice, but people today often use it as a psychological practice, which certainly has a mystical aspect, but is bit more grounded maybe in the kind of scientific or at least somewhat scientific worldview that most people are sort of maybe forced to inhabit because of the world that we live in, or at least forced to reckon with the kind of scientific ideas that are very dominant in our society.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Simon, who determines the outcome of the tarot card? Is it the reader or the person who is getting the tarot reading for who pulls the card?
Well, I think that everyone can agree that on some level it comes from, it's chance-based, and it's just what influences that chance, if anything. So how a tarot card reading usually works, if it's, so let's say there's two people. One is the tarot card reader, and the other is the querent, or as some people call them, the seeker. The person who the tarot reading is for. So the tarot card reader will pick up the deck. They might ask the other person to touch it, or a lot of people don't allow people to touch their tarot card deck. And the tarot card reader will shuffle the deck, usually in a ritualistic way, so they might say something, they might, you know, do some mental work, like clear their mind, even say a prayer, all depending on the belief system that they're operating within. They'll shuffle the deck, so that introduces randomness into the deck. They usually shuffle it by hand. Tarot cards are actually quite big physically compared to playing cards. You can get smaller cards, but they're often bigger, so that does make shuffling actually a challenge. So some people will spread out the cards on a table and shuffle it that way because it's a little easier, depending on, as well, the size of the person's hands, believe it or not. But in any case, they'll introduce randomness into the deck, or they'll make the deck into a random order, and then they'll pick cards from the top. What they'll do then is usually they'll use a tarot card spread, which is the name used for laying out the cards on a table in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
The example I always use for simplicity is a 3-card spread. We might have 3 cards in from left to right, and the one on the left is the past, the one in the center is the present, and the one on the right is the future. And so cards will get pulled, 3, and they'll be put in those positions, and then the tarot card reader will interpret the cards, what cards actually come up in those positions, but also related to where they are in the delay of the spread itself. So who picks the order of them? I mean, it's a random order, so it just depends on then what do you think randomness is. Another example that I often use is if someone believes, which many people do, that everything happens for a reason, and if they genuinely include everything in that claim, then it stands to reason that a tarot card ordering or the cards that come out happen for a reason. So it's really just what's behind that reason. And that really asks a much, much bigger question about how we can affect those things. I can continue to expand if you'd like, but we can move on.
Yeah, and I did want to ask you, too, that you believe the tarot cards are linked very heavily to Christianity, don't you?
Yes, it's one of the things I was myself surprised about, but it's what I actually am continuing to research after the book and write several essays about. Is, you know, because tarot is often denounced by prominent Christians. You know, you mentioned the Pope earlier on. Well, in 2018, the Pope also denounced specifically the tarot cards.
Did he? Okay.
He did, and he was, which isn't surprising either, because the catechism, the Catholic catechism, is strictly against divination practices. Although, you know, that is also, in my opinion, a bit of a gray area, because other kinds of divination are the interpretation of dreams, for example, and there exist, you know, folk practices that Christians use, such as flipping to a page in the Bible for advice, which is a kind of divination. And, you know, the Bible is also has many examples, especially in the Old Testament, of when the Hebrews used different divinatory practices and so on. But today, in the world we live in today, the Catholic Catechism, which was only, you know, written in the last 100 years, is explicitly against divination. So it's not surprising that the Pope would come out with this. But he views the tarot cards, and I think many Christians do, you know, as a, you know, only as fortune telling, you know. But most people today, although people do still use it for fortune telling, there's a shift towards using it for more personal development. And many tarot authors come out against predictive tarot. One prominent example is Benabel Wen and her book Holistic Tarot, which is a really great book and very influential. And she prefers what she calls analytic tarot as opposed to predictive tarot. But back to your question, so the Pope came out and denounced tarot as a divinatory practice and said people should, you know, seek wisdom from God instead of tarot cards. But many people do believe that actually God is behind what's going on, or angels or other divine...
Speaking through the cards, right?
Exactly. But it's unanimous almost across the sort of Christian divide as well. You know, Protestants and evangelicals are as well against them. But I think that there is a lack of appreciation of the roots of the Christian roots of tarot. Well, as I mentioned, tarot comes from 15th century Italy and is imbued with many, even the decks of that time were imbued with many Christian symbols. You know, for example, virtues like temperance is a good example. I mean, temperance as a concept is very linked to the Christian movements. Let's say in the Prohibition era in America, where you're speaking from, there's the temperance movement, right? So that's one of the cards in the tarot card deck, and that's a moral virtue. And so
interesting.
The tarot is really full of those things.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.